from design to maintenance, insulation. By definition, insulation is a barrier separating the two adjacent systems, elements or spaces of different properties to prevent or hinder their interaction. Insulation also protects the building's interior from external influences, as well as creates a comfortable microclimate for the people staying there. Vertical and horizontal partitions of the building, discussed in the previous lessons, apart from the obvious structural function, also provide protection from heat transfer, thermal insulation, moisture, waterproofing, noise, acoustic insulation. All the above-mentioned types of insulation can be further divided into external and internal ones. Thermal insulation. It is most often used to insulate exterior walls, the upper story ceiling of the building, the loft, intermediate floors, as well as terraces. When choosing heat insulating materials, one should pay attention to the following properties: porosity, density, the lower the better the insulation, strength, humidity and absorbability, as well as resistance to chemicals. The materials commonly used for insulating walls, floors and ceilings are formed polystyrene, expanded or extruded, mineral wool, glass or rock, and polyurethane foam. Water and damp insulation. Foundation and basement walls, though made from materials with great strength and at the same time low absorbability, for example monolithic concrete, concrete blocks, stone or ceramic bricks, are highly exposed to water and moisture. One should then ensure their proper insulation. Horizontal insulation provides protection against capillary rising damp, while vertical insulation traps moisture and prevents walls from absorbing rainwater and groundwater. One can use waterproof coating from bituminous materials, weldable separation layer, as well as self-adhesive film or membranes. Or one can opt for a coating-free water insulation system, colloquially called the white tap, which makes use of watertight concrete, special insulating and joint filler tapes, shrinkage pipes, as well as waterproofing of surface penetrations. Acoustic insulation. One of the main tasks of building partitions is to suppress the noise. The maximum permissible noise level inside the building is set at 30 to 35 decibels, while the outside noise level ranges from 50 decibels, quiet streets and housing estates, to 80 decibels, for example major arteries. Therefore, acoustic requirements for external partitions depend on the location of the building. Internal wall insulation is equally important, since the source of the noise is often inside the building. The matter in question is, for example, the noise from your next-door neighbor, such as footsteps, talking, dropping objects, children playing or working washing machine. Good sound absorbers are usually porous or fibrous materials, including mineral wool panels, mats and plates of fiberglass, high-resilient polyurethane foams, as well as carpets, carpet flooring, and curtains. Proper installation of all the above-mentioned types of insulation of the building is the basis for its comfortable use.